Om Shanti. Welcome, everyone. Everyone rested and fresh?
Yes.
Good. This is a very special hour that we have. And I'd like to introduce you to this very special soul, special to me, but special also in this Brahma Kumaris family, learning community. This is Mohini Didi. And you all know Didi means senior sister, beloved older sister. At one time, Sister Mohini was the regional director for the Americas, North, South America, Central Caribbean, including Canada. She still holds that role, but she was the first of the Brahma Kumari students from India via London to come to North America. And the place she came was Halifax. So very special to me as the origins, the seed of my spiritual journey. Sister Denise was there at one point as well, and there are others. And now, Mohini Didi lives in New York. She went to Guyana, Toronto, New York, many other places to open, to begin the sharing of knowledge of Raj Yoga across the Americas. And now, 28 years later for me, but many years later for her, 50 years later for her, she is the administrative head of the entire Brahma Kumaris worldwide. So a very big role and a very big soul. I've grown up under her loveful, powerful guidance as a spiritual student over the years. A soul of few words, but every word is full of power. So we have the honor of Mohini Didi being with us here today. And if you can give her a warm welcome with one hand clapping and a smile. Welcome, Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Do you all know what's the meaning of Om Shanti? If one person says loudly, thoda reduce. Yes. So my question to all of you is that, are you all peace? Are you all peaceful? Yes, everyone? Wow. That's very good. Congratulations. Because you have come for peace of mind, right? So you also have understood about the mind, right? Very, very powerful, very beautiful energy which creates everything. Someone was asking me that when I talk, is there thought first of everything or I just talk? What do you think? First thought come in the mind, right? Some process the thought and then speak. And some, whatever comes in the mind, they want to say everything, right? But many people do not realize that the seed of every word and the action is the thought in the mind. So is very, very important for us to have very, very pure, very positive, very elevated thoughts in the mind. Now, many have belief or a kind of question too. Thoughts just come, or I think. Some people say, I don't know. A lot of thoughts are coming in my mind. Some say, this is what I am thinking. So I think, or thoughts come in the mind. It is both. Yeah? Sometimes I think, and sometimes you just find very positive, good thoughts, but sometimes like a little storm in the mind. Lot of thoughts, many thoughts, some useful, some wasteful. Now that is the time that understanding of who am I will help me to transform wasteful and negative into a very positive and creative thoughts. Very simple. You said you are peaceful, right? So who am I? You all must have heard for these few days that I am a soul, and through my body, and soul is in the body, human being, then the mind functions, right? But as soon as you say, I am soul, you are peaceful. You have to be peaceful. As you said just now, I am loveful, I am peaceful, I am happy. So you start creating these thoughts. So that thoughts which are disturbing you, it could be unfulfilled desires, it could be anger, it could be ego, anything, lot of thoughts come, but we can change thoughts. I am the master. I can change. Lot of people say, what to do with my mind? What to do with my thoughts? You give them direction. You can give direction to your thoughts. You can transform your thoughts. And it should become very natural, because you want to be peaceful. You want to be happy. You want to have contentment. And one of the reasons we all want peace because my eternal nature, my original self, my self-religion is peace. I lost it because of body consciousness. I am reclaiming now my eternal qualities. I have everything acquired, but not in it. And I want to be what I am, that is peaceful, loveful, pure. And there is always capacity to discern. And that is your intellect. There is constant discernment to decide what I want. If I want peace, then I have to transform, I have to let go, and I have to create thoughts. So this is a little bit a small exercise or practice. Word meditation became known and popular. It's a kind of present lifestyle, kind of fashion. Oh, I learn meditation, I do meditation. But what is meditation? Not to control the mind, not to stop the mind, not to force mind, not to think. But ability to think what I want to think. We call it concentration, we call it focus. Mind is all the time connected, all the time with body, with people, with my task. All the time mind is thinking. But I want now mind to connect with my own real self. I want to connect my mind with the true self so that the experience of my innate qualities begin. Kind of awakening that I am a peaceful soul. Not only a soul, but a peaceful soul. So mind has enough to think based on understanding of my spiritual identity. Who am I? Generally, I don't have to think that I am Mohini and my father. Remember everything, right? In the beginning, we have to think. And that thinking now is becoming your habit of mind, or nature we call it. Very natural for me to be peaceful. Because I am peaceful soul. But until that becomes natural, we give ourselves certain thoughts for my own self. Is it clear? Yeah? Yes? You can do it, right? Yes? It's very soft, right? Want to experience peace. And in our training, it's becoming more important to be happy. So what comes first, peace or happiness? If you are peaceful, you are happy, or if you are happy, you are peaceful. What comes first, happiness or peace? Because when I begin the practice that I am peaceful, then I start feeling happy. Peace is one of the very important power, because it could be silence, it could be calmness, calm nature. Inner calmness brings clarity. When you are in hurry-worry, right, or you are a calm person, even when there are challenges, when you are calm, you find solutions. The mind is so clear. So no problem, no worry, right? When mind is calm. One year we were in the practice to become image of solution. Very good practice. There is a problem, there is solution. The capacity increases where you think of solutions, even while listening to problem. Many capacities increase when mind become peaceful and calm. Many. Clarity, everything. And concentration, definitely. So, how we begin it? We sit straight. It's good to have your legs also straight, your back also straight, so that the flow of the oxygen in the body is better. You can breathe better when you are straight. Whether you have to inhale or exhale. Lot of people, even doctors suggest for the lungs to have pranayama. Pran means breath. Yam means regulate your breath. So they take deep breath in and then out. So I suggest just take breath in and out. Deep breath. And let body be relaxed. No tension in your hands or your feet or any kind of muscles. Just relax. But remain awake, right? So sit straight, relax. While you are listening, you are using energy. But now, as I go inwards, I could easily, the main power, superpower to withdraw. I can withdraw. No, like a tortoise. Yeah, you have seen? It's like a shell, and when it has to do actions, then opens limbs and start moving. Same is we have done actions, now we are quiet, so I withdraw each part of the body and bring it in soul consciousness. And when I will need, I Yes, I use every part of body, every organ of the body. So while breathing deeply, bring all your energy upwards from the feet to keep going up, up, up. So that all the focus is in the center of forehead. I bring in the middle center of forehead. And that is where I as a soul, I have my seat, my throne. So the first thought I have I am a soul. A point of light. I am peace. I am love. My body is a vehicle, is an instrument. I, soul, a conscious being, use this body for actions, to play my role, play my part. With a peaceful mind. I am soul separate from body, two entities, but I am in body. I am living, conscient. The body is from five elements: air, water, earth, sky. The whole universe is five elements. Every thought I create it has vibrations. When I breathe, I am using air. And I want to contribute peace, peace in the whole atmosphere. Drinking water. For the body, there is water in the body and in the whole universe. So I think positive. Water becomes positive. So purifying every element. And all that comes back to me. So soul has connection with the body and with the whole universe. So I soul in the body through my mind go beyond withdrawn from the body. So I am point of light, I am point of energy. I am child and the master. Child of Supreme Soul, the parents of the soul, the creator. He is ocean, unlimited and constant bestower. Constantly give like sun, moon, everything in the universe is constant. Givers, donors. So I connect my mind with love towards my parents, the Creator. And become the master. God's child and also the master. The qualities of the Creator. Ocean unlimited. So the qualities of the soul is also like my father's qualities. Inherent, naturally in me, we have those qualities. So my mind is completely merged in the ocean of love, ocean of peace. perfection of purity, knowledge. But I have to be the embodiment. This connection, this union, this meeting, I meet. I recognize that He is the Supreme Light, and I am also light. Connecting with One Supreme, looking at the whole universe, and be in awareness of True Self as His soul. Point of light, a peaceful being, a loveful being. Every thought I create is reaching whole universe. Especially at this time, the world needs peace. No conflict, total non-violence. So we send our vibrations to the whole world. To all my brothers, all my sisters, now gradually I connect again with the body. Gradually move my feet and hands. In my self-awareness, I look at everyone as a soul, a peaceful being. so that pure love spreads. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So are you able to experience your own qualities? They are eternal. Many, many qualities, but 7 are main. 7 are innate qualities. You want to know 7 qualities? Yes. First is knowledge, not as information, but knowing the truth. The truth is important. All the information outside is of body. But spiritual knowledge, second is purity. Purity, unadulterated. Third is peace. We always keep peace first, but you need knowledge, purity and peace. Then fourth is happiness, peace and happiness. Fifth is love. Even if we keep love first, right? Love and loving. Love brings a blissful state of mind. Very happy, very blissful. And last is power. Then you have power. You are not weak. So when you are meditating, if you take one by one, concentrate on one quality, another quality, you can sit half an hour and you will feel it for like 2 minutes. Dictionary meaning of meditation is to think or contemplate. Then comes reflection. Then emerges insights. So make it natural, easy, and consistent. Every few hours or every hour we do traffic control. Down we have what we call as Campus Shantivan. Every hour they have a music for 1 minute. Power of peace. Shanti ki shakti. Every hour. So that it's not in the morning I am peaceful and evening by the day I lose my peace. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. When you make things simple, it's easy to do, right? But sometimes when something is simple, people don't believe, how can it be so simple? It is simple. It is what you are, right?
Om Shanti. So simple is powerful. Yes, do you feel? The traded energy of the soul in Didi. Thank you, Didi, for that. So Didi will be with us now for a gift-giving ceremony. More gifts. Isn't this great? So on night one, we were going to give you shawls, but now you need them. It's a little cool in the morning, isn't it? Right? You'll get a shawl. I think Sudesh Didi is here. Here she is. So she will come, and Suman Ben will be here. So may I request that the BKs, just that the companions allow the guests to come first, because a couple of the gifts are just for the guests. So the shawl, you will get a brother version or a sister version. I think you'll get to shop. You'll basically get to point and say, this one, please. And then it will be passed to Sudesh Didi, who will give it to you. And again, take the drishti, look into the eyes and experience the power of the soul. Mohini Didi has brought with her always, Bhumi Ben, do you have the calendar to show? Mm-hmm. Ah, here we are. Oh, so who will be giving calendar? Everyone gets totally blessing calendar, for sure. So I'd like to show you this timeless calendar. It's, can you open? It's amazing, and it's beautiful. So every day, for every year, forevermore, this calendar will work, because it's a timeless calendar. So you have a number and a beautiful saying, like a blessing in the middle. You have the day of the week, and then you have the month. Isn't that clever? So you will receive a calendar, blessing, and toli from Didi Mohini here. And from Suman Ben here, the Japan group has brought special lotus flower coasters. You know what the sister who came humming? The BKs from Japan brought enough for us, for gifts for all of you, the guests. And Suman will offer that to you. So maybe we'll just have one song, Suresh Bhai, if we can. We'll have one song just to allow them to get set up. And then we'll invite, as soon as we get the nod, we'll invite them, and then make your way to dinner and a lovely evening. Okay? All right. Om Shanti.